Washington.
Live from News 88 7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Harris County Attorney Abby Kamen says she's taking action against those responsible for stealing people's homes through deceptive means. News 88 7's Tom Perumian reports.
We are pursuing lawsuits against multiple individuals who in most cases have actually been working together.
Kamen says the organized group of criminals is using misrepresentation and falsifying documents. Through deceit and fraud, they've stolen homes of residents, living or dead, denying their heirs the rights to property promised to them by family elders. Kamen explains how they're doing it.
They are tricking notaries into signing paperwork, faking identities on documents, and passing forged deeds back and forth to try and cover their tracks.
If you are a victim of deed theft, Kamen recommends contacting the county attorney's office immediately. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Republicans are gathered in Dallas for their first midterm convention. KERA's Dylan Duke says it's coming with a big price.
The city is spending over $2 million on securing this event, so that's $1.8 million for police and another $200,000 for fire rescue. We don't know yet if the convention is going to reimburse the city, if the city's going to get some grants. As of now, none of that is lined up.
President Trump will speak to the gathering tonight. The state controller's office wants lawmakers to double the state school voucher program to $2 billion. The program got more than 270,000 applicants during its first year. More than 100,000 students are still on a wait list. But there's still a concern over how the program is providing services for students with disabilities. Astros baseball tonight. They're in Philadelphia to continue their series against the Phillies. First pitch is at 5:40. Partly cloudy skies this evening, slight chance of rain around 20%.